Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, December 10th, 2017, the second Sunday of Advent. Now here is Father Eric.
As we get into the Christmas spirit, it reminded me of a little story of a husband wanting to get the perfect gift for his wife. And so he went out and he bought her the biggest diamond he could find. It was multiple carats or whatever you measure diamonds in. It had the perfect cut. It was shiny and sparkly. It was just beautiful. I mean, we're talking Husband of the Year award on this gift. And so he's showing it to his guy friend saying, I mean, try to top this, you know, with your wife, you know. And the one of his best friends said, but I thought your wife really wanted one of those sporty all-wheel drive Jeeps for Christmas. I mean, you know, I thought, isn't she going to be kind of, you know, disappointed with this ring, you know? And he said, you know, she did want that Jeep. He goes, I just didn't know where to go to buy a fake Jeep. So ladies, watch it when you get that jewelry for Christmas. Might not be what it looks, you know. As we prepare for Christmas, buying our fake jewelry or whatever we're buying for our loved ones and friends, the reality of the situation is we got a lot of spiritual preparation that we need to do. We got a lot of spiritual preparation that has to happen, and that's exactly what Advent is for, exactly what it's for. So last week, if you were able to be here, the kind of the theme was, what do we do with worry and anxiety? All of us got it, and so there was a four-step process that I found in this great book that I recently got. And so again, it's in the bulletin along with the link to get that book if you want it. Fantastic. So again, worry and anxiety. And so in order to prepare our hearts for Christmas, we really need to deal with that worry and anxiety. This week, John the Baptist gives us something else, another spiritual discipline to work on, and arguably harder than dealing with worry and anxiety. It's one that people sometimes put off for decades. It's something that we deal with oftentimes even on a daily basis. And John the Baptist is clear and he is out front and up front with us, and it's repentance. You know, one of John the Baptist's famous words is repent. That's what he was telling his followers, repent. You know, another word for repentance is forgiveness. It's forgiveness. And it's a hard thing to do. It's a really hard thing to do if we do it well. And that's why people will put it off for literally decades. 50 years ago, when that guy did that to me, and they're still telling the story, you know, because again, forgiveness hasn't happened. And so, again, we all have those experiences in life that, again, need forgiveness. You know, we need forgiveness for our sins, but we also need to work on forgiving others. Back in John the Baptist's day, when a Gentile went to be baptized, that Gentile had to make a threefold confession. Threefold confession. First, he had to confess to himself that he was a sinner. He had to admit. I mean, any 12-step recovery process or anything, any healing that's going to take place comes from admitting that we got the problem, we got the sin, we got the issue. And so again, that person, that Gentile, had to confess to himself that here's the sin, this is what I'm dealing with. Number two, that person had to go to every person he could think of that he wronged and apologize. Can you imagine if that's what was required for baptism these days? Our RCIA classes would be a lot smaller, I think. Every person that person could think of to apologize to had to go and apologize. And we know when we have to apologize, man, there's a humility there. But that humility is required for forgiveness. And then the third step to a Gentile getting baptized was the confession to God. Again, because they recognized that when they said, I'm sorry to God, it gave God the chance to say, I forgive you in return. So again, that threefold confession was absolutely critical. We have that same threefold confession, but it's in the sacrament of confession for us Catholics. And it's the same thing. We go into the confessional and we have to admit to ourselves first by just going in that we're sinful, that we got our issues, that we got our sins. And then we confess that to the priest who represents the community. And so, again, we're admitting how we've wronged the community to the priest, and then the priest represents Jesus Christ. And so we need to hear those words, I forgive, I absolve you from your sins, from the priest who represents Jesus. It's Jesus' words that are actually going forth from the priest's mouth. So that sacrament of confession is so critical for our own sense of forgiveness, and yet oftentimes we like to put that off because, again, it's not comfortable sometimes. It's a little awkward at times, and so we put it off. But hopefully this Advent is a season to not put it off. And so in not this coming Tuesday, but the following Tuesday, the 19th, is our confession palooza here at St. Jerome. And so all day confessions from 8:30 a.m. until 9 p.m. There'll be a priest or more priests, multiple priests here throughout the day to hear confessions. And so if in a 12-hour span you can't find 10 minutes to go to confession, then something's wrong with your schedule. Okay? And so we just got to admit that to ourselves. Can we stop by the church for 10 minutes and go to the sacrament of confession? We need forgiveness. We absolutely need it. But I think one of the reasons that we don't experience, there's two reasons that we don't experience forgiveness. We don't experience forgiveness, one, because we either don't repent. You know, if we don't repent, if we don't have a sense of admitting to ourselves and others that we've wronged, we've been wrong and we've messed up, then again, we can't experience God's forgiveness because, well, I mean, God needs a contrite heart to be able to forgive. So either we don't repent, or number two, this is the other reason that we don't experience God's forgiveness at times, and it's because we don't forgive others. We don't forgive others at times. Matthew 16, verse 14 and 15, Jesus says, "For if you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your heavenly Father will not forgive your transgressions." If we don't forgive, we don't experience forgiveness. Is there someone that we need to forgive? In order to experience God's forgiveness this Advent season, is there someone in our life that you can think of right now that you need to forgive? Maybe it's a group of people. Maybe it's an institution. Maybe it's the church. Maybe it's one singular person or multiple singular people. Is there one person who has wronged you, who made life not fair for you, who, again, did something wrong to you that needs forgiveness? Think of that person right now. Think of that person. Don't let your blood pressure go up too much, okay? But think of that person. And that handy little book that I was talking about last week that gave the steps on how to deal with worry and anxiety, there's also a section on forgiveness. But knowing that forgiveness is hard, it's actually 5 steps, not the 4 steps of worry and anxiety. And so this author challenges us to do this for that person or that group that we need to forgive. Number one, determine in your heart that you want to fully forgive this person or group. If you don't want to forgive that person, it's probably not going to happen. If you want to still harbor bitterness and resentment and all that stuff, then it's hard to get on that path of forgiveness. Number two, ask God, of course, to help you release your feelings of bitterness, resentment, and hatred. So again, we always got to go to God. We always got to go to God. We can't handle it on our own. Number three, acknowledge that it is God's role, not yours, to judge that person. Now, that's hard because we like judging. You know, it's a favorite pastime of many. You know, God, you don't need to worry about judging. I got that covered, okay? I judge a lot of people all the time, right? But again, that when we're able to realize that it's not about us judging, God's the one who gets to do that. That gives us a lot of freedom to be able to forgive. Number four, ask God to help you release this person from your judgment. And so if you've been judging that person hardcore who has wronged you, again, ask God to help release you from that judgment. And then the fifth step, and this is the hardest, and you're not going to like it. Okay, you ready? You're not going to like it. I'm just going to tell you. You're not going to like it. Pray that God blesses the person you are forgiving. Ugh. but I should get blessed. I mean, if that person wronged me, shouldn't I be the one who's getting blessed? I'm the one who has to put up with that person. I've had to put up with that for 50 years. I should be getting blessed, God. Wrong. That person needs blessed because that person's the one who inflicted the wrong on you. That person's the one who has, God only knows what's going on in their life that caused them to do that to you. And so they need God's blessing in huge ways. And remember this, as we're thinking about that person, somebody else might be thinking about you. that's this whole thing, you know? And so somebody's praying, oh, I really hope, you know, I hope God blesses, you know, this person. You're like, I hope God blesses that person. It all washes out in the end, right? But to truly ask God to bless the person that you need to forgive, that's a powerful, powerful step in forgiveness. We need forgiveness, but we also need to forgive, and they two go hand in hand. And we can't have one without the other. Both are absolutely critical, especially during this Advent journey. Pope Francis said this about forgiveness. I think it's absolutely wonderful. Pope Francis said, "It is not possible to live without forgiveness, or at least you cannot live well," he said, "especially in the family." Especially in the family. Every day, we wrong each other. We must take account of these errors that we make due to our fragility and our selfishness. The Pope goes on to say, if we wait too long to forgive, it all becomes so much more difficult. And there is a simple secret for healing wounds and undoing accusations. The Pope says, never let the day finish without apologizing. If we learn to say we are sorry immediately and to offer mutual forgiveness, wounds are healed, marriages are strengthened, the family becomes an increasingly solid home that resists the shocks of our evils, great and small. It is not possible to live without forgiveness, or at least you can't live well. This is one of those tough spiritual disciplines of life. This is one of those things that we absolutely need to do, and Advent is a wonderful time to do it, but it's hard and it's tough. And we pray that we will have the strength to be able to ask for forgiveness, first and foremost, but then to offer that same forgiveness to those who have wronged us.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge. Check back each week as Father Eric unpacks the readings from the weekend and shares real-life stories to help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.